Jackson Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate passed a bill early today that would cut $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. NPR CEO Catherine Maher.
This could fundamentally alter public radio as a national service in this country, and that would be a tremendous tragedy.
The measure returns to the House now. CBS News confirms the Trump administration has fired former FBI Director James Comey's daughter Maureen, a prosecutor in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
By firing her, that actually might rile up more questions about what she did and what they found during that case.
Heavy rain and flash flooding expected along the Gulf Coast today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
All of that Gulf moisture is going to find its way onto land. And so, unfortunately, there is the risk for flooding, especially tomorrow, but could see it today, particularly in Louisiana.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. Lisa Hale reports.
The law officially went into effect on July 1st, and it imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for people to become community scientists. The DNR announced on Wednesday that state residents can participate in the Game Bird Survey now through the end of August. As a community scientist, you'll help measure the reproductive status of game birds in the state. There's no registration required to participate. You can record your observations using a mobile device, but don't do so while driving. The deadline to submit sightings on the Survey 123 app is August 31st. And in more DNR news, the 2024 fish stocking numbers for inland water bodies and the Great Lakes were released on Wednesday. Over 5 million fish were stocked last year. This helps boost natural fish populations, maintain or restore existing fisheries, and support recreational fishing opportunities. Some of the species stocked in inland waters include brook and brown trout, lake sturgeon and lake trout, muskellunge or muskie, rainbow trout, and walleye. In Lake Michigan, they stocked chinook and coho salmon along with trout species muskie and sturgeon. And in Lake Superior, they stocked brown trout, lake trout, and splake. You can see all the numbers on the DNR's fish stocking database. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiancée, Ronica Stone.
The wedding was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with a low near 53. On Friday, a great finish to the work week. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
At 8:06 in the morning on this Thursday, July 17th, welcome back. Nice to have you here up north. We've got Parker Olson producing this fine program out of Madison Studio 2A. Or is it A2? It's A2. Yeah, A2.
A2, don't say 2A.
There we go. Weird. And then, of course, we'll talk to Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO in Wausau and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. All coming up, but first I've got to give an update. In the middle of the night, shortly before waking up, I heard a clatter, and I was fearful of, like, I don't know, home invasion or, you know, the ICE was coming to get me, whatever the case may be. It took a while, but I finally discovered what it was, Parker.
Yeah.
These lights above the shelf.
What do you mean those lights?
These, they fell again.
They're lights. They're
like these four little lamps, and IKEA sends them because, you know, I only go for the best, IKEA. They send them along with either adhesive, a little piece of tape, or these little tiny screws. I don't know how these big old Scandinavians with their lumberjack hands have these teeny tiny screws, but I thought, I don't want to monkey with the little
great
tiny
motor
screws.
Skills.
So I use the little adhesive strips that come with it. Which don't work because those lights have come down. These damn lights have come down a couple of times now. And do you know what's holding them up right now?
Oh, low. Weights?
A big old strip of duct tape.
Nice.
Yes.
I like it.
I do not need your teeny tiny. I'm not going to monkey with the teeny tiny screws. Oh. You got to drill the hole, pilot hole and all that. So people who were hoping, because we talked about this before, like, wouldn't it be great if those lights came down like live on air?
Yes.
No, they came down at 4 a.m. and hopefully not on air. But I wanted to thank the sponsor of this hour's program, Duct Tape.
Duct Tape.
Or putting it, that is how the Lake Wissota studio is put together, with duct tape. So having gotten the housekeeping out of the way, quite literally, let's get an update on the forecast one last time with Brittany Merlot. And I say one last time because every year ahead of EAA, we're always fearful that this is goodbye. That one of these times she's going to hop on a plane and she's just going to say, I am off to fly around the world. There are going to be two Goodyear blimps at the EAA this year. Who's to say she doesn't end up as one of those, like out of the movie Up, she'll be exploring, you know, someplace in South America before we know it. Brittany, please don't run away. Please don't. Okay.
I won't try to, but I am trying to get in that blimp, let me tell you. So I'm hoping for a video of that.
Yeah. But you're thinking it might be wet next week for this.
I am. So I am gearing up my tent. I'm going to be in a tent on the ground all week long, living through all the rain and the storms that are going to be headed our way next week. So I am getting the metal stakes. I'm getting plenty of reinforcement, a lot of stuff to help waterproof that because I'm going to be in the thick of it. But we were in the thick of it yesterday. That
yes.
was wild. It all started around noon, lasting through about 5 or 6 o'clock, even a little bit later on the east side. 5 to 7 different tornadoes possible. The National Weather Service is out there surveying that area, bunch of areas over today and tomorrow. They'll come back with all of those updates later on today, probably. And of course, we are looking at much calmer conditions right now. It feels like fall. across the state. Refreshing out there. Temperatures are in the upper 40s to mid 60s right now. A lot more cloud cover down south. There is some sunshine in parts of central Wisconsin and far northwest. It will become sunny statewide today. Gradually, those clouds will clear. Highs only in the upper 60s to low 70s. Enjoy it, because we do get a little bit warmer tomorrow, mid to upper 70s, and then we'll flirt with about 80 degrees as we go into the weekend. Now, we're staying dry today, most of tomorrow, but rain does start to spark up far northwest by the afternoon, and it wants to slide through the rest of the state into the evening and through the overnight. No severe weather, no worries there, but extra rain. We've got flooding ongoing, especially into places of the Fox Valley, so every drop adds to it. Keep an eye on those rivers and streams, especially as we go through the weekend. More showers and storms are expected early Saturday, then possibly Sunday far south in the state. And then, like we said, next week is pretty active, and I'll be out there keeping you updated as well.
I bet you will. Okay, well, if anybody can rough it properly, it is you. Alicia puts on YouTube, I see you're saying bring umbrellas to the EAA. It also says... Poncho would probably be better. Yeah, she says that's how equipment in the military was put together, duct tape and well wishes.
Exactly.
And from Colleen, OMG, what a great group. And talking about Jane and Todd joining us, Chris Hambuck Boyle says, love Butternut, amazing rural public school district up there. So we appreciate everybody that's staying in touch with us. Brittany, enjoy the day off tomorrow to get ready for it all. And we'll look forward to hearing from you from the EAA next week, we hope.
Sounds good. I can't wait. Have a good weekend.
All right. We'll check in with Chad Holmes in just a moment as well. I just want to keep checking through the mailbag. Alicia says, yes, call your legislators about funding the programs for homeless veterans and for child care. Excuse me while I cough for a second. Sorry about that. All right. And Corinne Hendrickson puts on YouTube about Republican math not being real math and not fully accounting for anything. And says of Senator Smith's comments, we got less than 25% for the monthly program that keeps tuition stabilized and our programs open. So let's bring in Chad Holmes now, where I'm sure up by you in the Wausau area, you are hearing as well as I am about it's not just what was in the budget, but what was not in the budget. And as I said yesterday, I want to make clear, we are not... When we say it was a very bipartisan budget and, you know, people from both sides don't like things about it, so it must be a good budget, that doesn't mean it was a good budget. We're just stating what it is that there were things that people liked and hated about it. It was still overall a flawed process.
Man, I mean, you kind of hit it on the head, and I'm we have not discussed what we're going to be talking about today, but in fact, that's what I've been kind of thinking about, and partly because of the folks that you've been talking to the last couple of days. It really is, and I've been going back, you know, and I, you know, in terms of I really not to get on the bandwagon of calling you a senator like some of your colleagues, but at the same time, you've been there, and I think back to what you've been talking about, not just this week, but over the last number of months, and you've been talking about the fact that hey, there is a lot of opportunity to be a bipartisan budget, that there is a lot available in order to have as close to a win-win as possible, and that would be in a bipartisan way. But at the same time, there is also in a bipartisan way a chance to be a pseudo loss, pseudo win, or whatever you want to call it. And I just think that as we talk about a lot of these specific issues, and again, I just think that's a couple of the guests you've had this week have been right on the head on it, that it shows again, I think, the difficulty of the job that especially those on the Democratic side have right now, and I'll include the governor in this as well, when you have, I think, a Republican Party that is so laser focused on one area, and that is tax cuts for the wealthy, that a certain amount has to go there, and that they have these philosophical beliefs in not spending more money in even areas that have been proven time and time again that we do need additional funding for it. And I just think that the more that we're finding out about this, that yes, there are certain areas that got bumps, but mm-hmm. boy, at this time, over the last number of years, with the surplus, with the opportunity to try to really make a difference in not just in people's lives generally, but in certain businesses. When you talk about to a, you know, one of your guests just in the last hour calling former provider or soon to be former provider, there is something wrong here. And I just think it's not just Wisconsin Republicans. We're hearing again. I mean, the idea of gutting public broadcasting, and especially for rural areas, that we're going to see so many signals closed down. And we talk here in this part of the state so often about, you know, broadband access. And I think you can say that it's a similar idea as, say, public broadcasting, or broadcasting in any way to bring information to people, to bring certain aspects of life to them. And it's all about this philosophical belief that no government is the best government. And boy, we are in a very difficult spot right now, where I do think that the Democrats in the state legislature and the governor were able to do some good things. But boy, I think you're making so many great examples of where we have so many shortfalls and so much room to still grow, to truly get to a point that a great majority of the people are getting what they need from their government.
Yeah. In terms of the, when you mentioned public broadcasting and the support for that, and people who want, you know, virtually no government, what it is that they want is authoritarian government. And there's been news coverage about, you know, what the Trump administration really wants here. And what they want from American radio and TV stations is what they've done overseas with Voice of America, where they have fired tons of people. And a lot of the programming has been replaced with propaganda from the One American Network. All this pro-Trump propaganda that is now being put out, you know, by Voice of America. So that when you see them pressuring Paramount to settle over a report on 60 Minutes, when you see ABC settling, and when you see other big media companies settling out of corporate interests, it only takes us one step closer to going to those networks and then taking over, you know, what was public radio, public TV, and again, turning them into propaganda arms. And for anybody that would say that is hyperbole, you're not watching what has happened in other places, and you're not watching what's happening on the ground right now. And it is, again, just to toot our own horn, there's never been a more important time for independent entities like a Civic Media, like a Courier Newsroom, like an Up North News, and voices, local voices like yours, to be around. There are local voices in Wausau that are, you know, rather sycophantic with, you know, whatever it is that you know, Trump wants, hardly in the best interest of the Wausau community. And so, you know, everything that you just said needs to be said and then some on stations like 98.9 in Wausau.
And again, and I know some people disagree with me, but man, when you, I say all the time, this idea of a liberal media is the biggest lie that I think I've ever heard in my life. I mean, when you think about the voices that are out there, and again, I think you hit it on the head when it comes to what the right wants when it comes to the media, this totally right in line. I want to hear the examples again of where Big Bird and Mr. Rogers have been touting the left-wing propaganda. Because that's what they seem to say, that it's just been a propaganda arm of the left-wing, when that is so far from the truth. I get so it's exhausting to try to fight back against those kind of statements, because when you look at radio around the country, when you look at cable television, I mean, the so-called liberal cable television has so many former Republicans on their airwaves, that's considered liberal.
Well, look, it goes way back to that iconic episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where there was a local, I forget if it was a police officer or a postman.
Police officer.
And a black man who, it was a hot day, and they said, well, let's both soak our feet in this kiddie pool. It was groundbreaking, because back then, you know, black children were not allowed to swim in the municipal pool if there were white kids in there. And it's only grown from there that somehow the liberal value is to be against racism, sexism, you know, misogyny, religious discrimination. And if that's what the right wants to be in this day and age, then go ahead. But, you know, unfortunately, they're winning too many elections with messages of fear because they're allowed to bring all this money into it. And
Mr. Rogers was a lifetime Republican, by the way. Just last month, and I encourage you folks, go onto YouTube. Won't You Be My Neighbor is available on YouTube. I watched it again last month, and I had tears in my eyes because, again,
the kind of Republican who wants to govern, still be frugal, but wants to govern rather than rule. Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later. We'll be back with more after this. A local update is next for some of you. You're up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Yeah, it's a great time to try it. It's a kind of a risk-free, like, let's just try it. And
well, there's actually two products that have this great ingredient that we wanted to mention. They're both on sale. And we've been trying to bring you information on things that you'd want to take during the summer, especially. Mm-hmm. So from the Family Natural Foods brand, we have this brand new advanced eye care formula. This is real comparable. We basically made it to not only match but slightly beat the formulas that are recommended and sold by a lot of optometrists, by a lot of eye doctors. So this is a really great formula for anybody who wants, you know, support for eye health. And I personally like to take an eye product, especially in the summertime, because my eyes are exposed to a lot more sun, mm-hmm. a lot more UV. Even wearing sunglasses, it's a lot. So this is a really great eye health formula. Like I said, it's on sale. But we wanted to highlight one of the special ingredients in it, which I think is really curious. It's called Makui Bright. It's made from the Makui fruit. So this is a fruit. It doesn't grow in Amherst or in Rudolph.
Unfortunately.
This one grows in, I think it's Argentina and Chile.
Hmm.
So down, you know, by the equator, the other side of the globe that we're in here. And it's in another product. So Terry Natural made a brand new product, which has been really popular too. It's a hair, skin, and nails product. Hmm. So a great product to help if you want any support for hair, skin, and nails. So you could pick either of these products and get kind of overlapping support. You could get support for hair, skin, and nails, or you could get eye health support. You know, pick your direction. We also have a product for dry eyes that features this ingredient. So it helps bring moisture to the eyes apparently as well. So, you know, there's three options. You get the same ingredient. And I'll kind of highlight some of the great details about this. So what's neat about this Makui berry is it's a concentration of protective polyphenols. So anybody who's followed Terry, listened to his program on Saturday mornings, he talks a lot about polyphenols. Polyphenols are this, you know, we'll hear it. I'll continue reading here. It includes, so this specific polyphenol is anthocyanins that develop in reaction to intense sunlight and oxidative stress that the plant faces during their growth. So the fact that this helps protect your eyes and your skin is kind of the same thing that it's doing in the plant. So the plant naturally develops this.
That's really cool.
And us folks of very northern descent, like us are kind of mostly Germanic and Polish, our skin isn't really adapted to that. Folks who genetically are related to people from the equator, they have a little more resilience to this. And that's kind of like this fruit. It's from, you know, places that have intense sunlight.
It's really cool.
Which I love that. So it has a specific anthocyanin, delphinidin. It's a kind of a hard one to pronounce, but it's kind of unique to this Makui berry. It's highly concentrated in it, but it is responsible for both the fruit's deep purple color and its strong health benefits. One of the things that I wanted to highlight here was that this specific polyphenol helps prevent damage from ultraviolet rays, so UV rays, because it reduces COX-2 inflammation caused by sun damage, which can also be one of the causes of skin cancer. So we tend to think of COX-2 activity as only related to muscle soreness or arthritis, but it also causes serious issues in addition to that. So reducing this COX-2, you know, what I'm reading here is it's also going to help with any kind of joint pain and soreness, muscle soreness, which you might have more of in the summer if you're active. But it's also going to help protect your skin from this UV radiation.
And it's helping your eyes all along the way.
It's helping your eyes. So, like, we're just kind of like, they're just loading it up.
Let's just check the boxes.
It's helping with dry eyes, you know, dryness in your eyes. But the other thing, like, this is even better, if you can get better in this story here. It helps. So there's something called telomeres. And these are protective things that protect the chromosomes in your body, your DNA chromosomes. They're kind of the telomeres are kind of explained as something like the plastic ends on shoelaces that prevent them from unraveling. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like those things that sometimes they break down and they fall off and then your shoelaces unravel. That's the telomeres. You don't want that part to break down because it helps. It's a main contributor, significant contributor to aging. So this fruit extract from Makui berry showed it prevented telomere shortening by 52% after 4 weeks. So basically after taking it for about a month,
pretty quick.
The scientific report showed that it reduces by 52%, by half, basically, better than half. So that's another benefit. Katrina, I love highlighting side benefits. Maybe you're taking this for your hair, skin, and nails, dry eyes, like, eye health.
Oh,
but you're also like
telomeres are going to be better for like my longevity.
Yeah, you're also helping, you know, the aging process in your entire body. So, okay, that's cool. Let's see. It also showed significantly reduced markers of inflammation and oxidative stress in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study with participants aged 45 to 65 years old. And then the last little detail I was going to bring up, another placebo-controlled clinical study with women aged 27 to 57 found that Makui berry polyphenols improved skin collagen in just 8 weeks and significantly decreased redness spots and uneven skin pigmentation in just 4 weeks. So another thing, about 1 month, participants found that it increased the collagen, so probably reducing wrinkles and signs of aging, basically, is what they're saying in the skin, and it helped even out skin pigmentation. which is kind of a hard thing to do. I wonder if it would also, they didn't use the word rosacea here, but I wonder if it would can help with things like rosacea, which is kind of hard to get to the bottom of.
And you don't hear that a lot as a benefit or something or something that can even do that.
So this product is on sale. I think it's selling for like less than $30 a bottle right now.
And it's called Advanced Eye Care. And then the Terry one is...
his new hair, skin, and nails product.
Yep. And that's also on sale.
That's also on sale. And I think the one for dry eyes is also on sale. So you can kind of pick, you know, what formula you want the extra benefits for. Mm-hmm. But they're all going to give you all those benefits because they all have the same fruit extract in it.
Not everyone, though, has an aglet.
You're listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's July in Oshkosh, and that means the skies are buzzing. Lisa Hale has a preview of EAA Air Venture.
The excitement in Oshkosh is palpable. EAA Air Venture flies into Whitman Airfield in Oshkosh from July 21st through July 27th. But the grounds are already starting to buzz with campsites being set up, vendors building their booths, and locals getting excited.
On the grounds right now, you see things starting to happen. The evolution of the grounds to become the city of aviation, the world magnet of aviation. It's coming together, and it's fun to watch. The volunteers are on the grounds right now. It's taking shape.
That's EAA Communication Director Dick Napinski. Air Venture brings hundreds of thousands of people to Oshkosh every year. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is responsible for ensuring that all facilities, event food vendors, and booths are safe and sanitary. Maeve Casey is an environmental health specialist for Winnebago County.
EAA is our biggest event, so we're usually out there for 4 days with all five inspectors, environmental health specialists, and we do over 59 inspections just at EAA.
For everything Air Venture, visit eaa.org/airventure.
Today is the start of the 59th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championships. 24 of Wisconsin's best show water ski teams are at Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids, along with 75 individuals competing for a chance at the National Water Ski Show Championships. Individual competitions are underway today. The tournament starts on Friday and continues through Sunday. Admission is free, and you can also watch the live stream of the event at aquaskiers.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. No release date on the movie has been announced. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low to mid 70s. Mostly cleared tonight with a low near 53. On Friday, a great finish to the work week. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
The All-Star break is just about over. The Milwaukee Brewers are on the West Coast. They'll be taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers starting tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 8:35 p.m. on several civic media stations. And, of course, tomorrow is also Free Ticket Friday. Your chance tomorrow to use that civic media app, text us a keyword that we're going to give you, a different word several times throughout the day, put you in the running for four great club-level seats to American Family Field to watch a specific Brewers game. So to find out what game it's for and what the keyword is, tune in tomorrow on these mornings powered by Up North News here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's see here. Let's go first to Sean O'Malley, then Joe Zepecki. Sean with us to talk about your money in the markets. The markets have opened up slightly higher this morning, but inflation has also increased slightly, Sean, since last we checked.
Yes, indeed, Pat. We've seen the June number come in for inflation, and it was 2.4% in May. It's gone up to 2.7% in June. So pretty significant jump. I mean, yes, still low overall, but 0.3% is pretty big change. We're used to seeing, yeah, you know, usually 1/10, maybe 2. 3 is a pretty significant move. So it's kind of, you know, stay tuned.
All right. And then foreclosures and bankruptcies, another indication of where we're at with the economy.
Yeah, well, I wanted to look sort of as a follow-up to our earlier conversation with respect to tariffs and how that might be impacting agriculture in particular. And one of the things we've seen is nationwide, the farm bankruptcies have basically in first quarter of 2025, they have surpassed all of 2024. Whoa. Nationwide. Here in Wisconsin, sort of a year-to-date measure, we're up about 70% 2025 versus the comparable period in 2024. So we are seeing impacts to a lot of farms in terms of profitability. Some of the things that have been mentioned are increased fuel prices and raw material in prices, inputs like fertilizer. So remember our discussion about potash being primarily from Canada, and now with tariffs, that's going up. Also with the counter tariffs, the demand for agricultural goods has dropped. So therefore, prices have dropped. So they're making less money there on the farm side. And there's just this general trade and economic uncertainty that's still pervasive in the marketplace. And it's just causing a lot of problems, not the least of which is the stock market, but also in terms of what's happening with farms.
Yeah. And look, for folks that thought, well, there will be stability in 90 days because Trump's going to give us 90 deals in 90 days. I've got a farm to sell you. Actually, a lot of farms that I could
and
sell.
And I got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah, exactly. Sean O'Malley, thank you so much as always. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
I can't make up this next item any better as I make the transition here to Joe Zepecki. Joe, during the break, I was monitoring the Courier Newsroom Slack conversation. And we're always coming up with different, you know, newsletters and podcasts and other things. And in one of our states, they are about to release their new podcast. And the note here says, you know, shooting an episode of the Oh God, Now What podcast. And I sent a note. I'm like, please tell me that's the actual name. And they're like, yep, it is. So be looking for the Oh God, Now What podcast coming real soon. I think that's the official greatest podcast name of 2025.
The Crisis Core movement is strong.
It is. I mean, come on. There's so much here. And Joe, I really sincerely apologize that we're starting the way that we're starting, because there's all these other things with the state budget we can go to and everything. But I just want to bounce off of you the whole notion of what this Jeffrey Epstein thing is. And we're not getting into the case because, again, these are victims who deserve justice and they've been caught up in politics. But the fact that Trump is now going so hard after his base, calling his voters stupid for believing the Epstein hoax when he and others were the ones who built this thing up and said there's this cabal of Democratic pedophiles and everything. And now when it's time to put up or shut up, once again, he relies on that word hoax. I just wanted to know from your strategist standpoint, is this the straw that breaks the back of people in MAGA world that go, they voted for Trump because they were disenchanted by other politicians. Now, to them, does he come off as just another politician?
Yeah, this is a real political problem for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You cannot, I got to watch my words here. You cannot urinate on someone's leg and tell them it's raining. For 10 years, Donald Trump has promised transparency, has said that they would release all the files on Epstein, on JFK's assassination, on aliens at Area 51, on 9/11, on January 6th, on the pandemic. He said he was going to shake things up and tell people what really happened. And now he is demonstrating to the world that he thinks his own voters are stupid. And he will never apologize for that. So I would like to apologize to anyone who voted for Donald Trump expecting him to be different. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you got duped and that he doesn't think you're smart enough to see what is happening here. When the Attorney General of the United States says, the Epstein files are on my desk, I'm reviewing them right now. And then a couple months later, they go, what files? There's no files. This is a five-alarm fire within the magosphere. And a thing that my friend Bill McCashin and I, he's a Republican, but we agree on this wholeheartedly. Politics is about addition. If you want to win, if you want to make change, you have to add people to your coalition. And since he was sworn in on January 20th, President Donald Trump has been practicing the politics of subtraction. This is only the most recent and only the most glaring and insulting to his own voters example. There's something going on here. And shame on every House Republican who every single time they've had an opportunity to force the release of these things, they have voted to continue the cover up. It's shameful.
Which takes us to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article by Lawrence Andrea. The headline is Ron Johnson and Wisconsin Republicans at odds with Trump over release of the Epstein case documents. And Ron Johnson says it's a bizarre situation. He says something doesn't smell right. Derek Van Orden says he wants, quote, every bit of evidence to be released. Tom Tiffany saying information on Epstein should be released so the public can decide what they think of it. And yet, when Van Orden and Tiffany and others, other House Republicans, were told, all right, here's a chance to do that, they didn't do that.
And for listeners who haven't been following, there have been a number of votes this week in the House of Representatives. It's the White House and Republicans were calling it Crypto Week. And Democrats, led by Ro Khanna, attached amendments or attempted to attach amendments saying, release the files, redact the victims' names so that they are not re-victimized and re-traumatized, but everything else should come out, and every single House Republican, save for one, not from Wisconsin, I think it was an Oklahoma Republican, voted to continue the cover-up. And to do that within the same 10-day time period where we learn that there's a like 2.5 to 3 minute gap in the video that they released, Ron Johnson is right in saying that something doesn't smell right where he's wrong is he gets to do something. Like, isn't he some big shot on his GAC?
He's always talking about investigations. Right. He does investigations all the time.
So stop listening to what MAGA and the right say and start watching what they do, because they're saying one thing and doing another. In this case, they are doing Donald Trump's dirty work for him and continuing to cover this up. I want to add one other thing to this, because it's the timing on it is just like absurd. They fired the prosecutor in the Southern District of New York this week who prosecuted the Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell cases, and it's James Comey's daughter. This is like MAGA Mad Libs triple Yahtzee conspiracy theory stuff come to life. What are they hiding? And so this is a problem, and it will remain a problem. And I apologize to the voters who were duped by Donald Trump, who he thinks are apparently idiots.
Yeah. I mean, again, bring it back to justice for the victims and not playing political games. While we're talking about Ron Johnson and Donald Trump, let's turn to another Lawrence Andrea story along with Dan Bice from the Journal Sentinel about how in the way it's supposed to work is Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, when there are judgeship openings, you know, they will work on presenting a list of recommendations to the president, whoever is president at the time. And they were in the midst of doing that with an upcoming vacancy on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, only to find out that Trump and White House officials have already started interviewing some conservative Wisconsin candidates on their own. And according to a White House spokesman, we welcome the feedback from outside groups, but the final determination is from the president after consultation with senior staff. We welcome feedback from outside groups like the United States Senate.
Yeah, outside groups. Listen, I believe it's now 13 years or so that Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have been our United States senators. And during that time, there have been real disputes between Johnson and Baldwin about these lists, about this blue slip process. The fact that they have figured it out and have gotten to a place where the two of them, and remember how far apart on the political spectrum Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson are, that they can say, here are five acceptable names to look at, that matters. Like, that means it is a vetted, good list of people with qualifications. I'm sure there are people who Tammy Baldwin does not, you know, align with ideologically, but when you have Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin saying, anybody from this list of five, go off of that list of five. This doesn't have to be very complicated.
Oh, unless you're looking for the, it's all loyalty test, and whoever can be the most loyal to Trump will do that. Contrast what Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson are doing with Derek Van Orden and Mark Pocan, where Derek Van Orden interrupted a Mark Pocan presser, revving his motorcycle as he goes past, and then starts charging the microphone and insulting Mark Pocan, and it was all captured by Spectrum One News, and just again Derek Van Orden doing Derek Van Orden things. Such a contrast.
And here's what I think is getting missed in this, and is actually the most important point of it. The interview that Van Orden decided to disrupt was a joint interview between Democrat Mark Pocan and Republican Tony Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District. So here you have another example where you have political opponents, one from the left and one from the right, finding common ground on something and doing an interview about it and disagreeing agreeably and demonstrating the way we want this to work. And Derek Van Orden is so far out of the limits of the universe. Like, the guy is out of this world nuts, and he has to come and disrupt the interview and make stuff up about Mark Pocan, saying he's never worked a day in his life. Mark Pocan has owned a small business for more than 30 years. Like, here we go. Just once again, insulting people who work for a living, just making it up. DVO has got to go. He's out of control.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is what he does. Joe Zepecki is with us. A local update is next for some of you. Others will come back here for some final news and notes from Lake Wasota, along with Joe. Remember, you can follow my team at Up North News all day long through our newsletters, social media, our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and of course, right here, mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4150. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 9th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're going to spend the next bit of time with our friends at the Wood County Master Gardeners Club, and we're going to talk about the 19th annual Wood County Master Gardeners Garden Walk. We have with us Lily Schotten with us. Lily, good to see you again.
Morning.
And we will be joined by Pam Ross. We'll be looking forward to hanging out with Pam in a little bit here. Lily, as long as we're talking, and before we dive into the event itself and the 22nd annual Garden Walk that is coming up on Saturday, July 19th, can we talk a little bit about the history of the Master Gardeners and just where this great group of people started and came from and how they got together?
Sure. Well, the Master Gardeners is an organization of people who have done
additional training to, you know, basic gardening, to learn a little bit more about horticultural practices and how we can work with soil, water, conditions that exist to do our gardening better.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in the area for over 30 years. The garden walk started 25 years ago, actually. We took a little break during COVID years, but we've been doing this. It's our major fundraiser for Master Gardeners.
Mm-hmm. And you guys not only do some great work with that, but certainly, you know, even extending this to UW Extension and talking with Janelle Weir and so many other great people about this and this great group and what you guys do for our community and how beautiful you make it. And then speaking of that beauty, there is the walk itself, this garden walk, where people have an opportunity to really take in some of this beauty. For those that may be new to the conversation or haven't heard of the garden walk before, can we explain to them what the garden walk is, Lily?
Oh, yes. We have six gardens that will be featuring this year, Wisconsin Rapids, Buren area, and then out to Vesper. Each one is beautiful in and of itself. We have wonderful garden features with perennials, annuals, trees, shrubs. We have artists in the gardens, we have vendors, and we have music. The event runs from 9 to 4. We're even serving pizza along the way if people get hungry. So a lot to offer for people who come to visit.
We take so much pride and love in our gardens, some more than others. Some have put more time into them than others and that. But one of the things that I've heard over the years of this event is, for one, how many people get inspired and come up with ideas for their own garden from checking some of these out and everything. And then there's this also, and I love when these things happen for us. There's these moments for individuals in the area, whether they're from here or not, or live in this area or not, these moments of pride. And even if it's not your garden, but that you, it's in your town, it's in your neighborhood or something, or it's a part of our central Wisconsin area here. There's so many wonderful, like, added benefits and fun things that are brought with this event, along with, of course, some of the cool things we're going to talk about going on at the event in just a moment. But I always like to highlight these things that I don't know that we think about very much in society in our day-to-day life, especially if you have a beautiful, you know, yard in your neighborhood. Maybe it's your yard. And you know, you see it every day. It's really beautiful. You look forward to it every summer. But I don't know that you get a chance to take a step back and really appreciate some of this stuff. And that's something that I think you really get a chance to do with this, along with sharing of information and maybe even finding some new ideas or some new inspiration.
I agree. Whether you're a novice or consider yourself an expert, you're going to gather ideas from what you see at the garden. Each one of these gardeners has had to deal with storms this year. Mm. They've had to do with excess rain. They have to do with conditions of shade and sun, and they can help you to understand how they got through it. I think that each one of the gardeners have told me at least once that they've had a plant or two that they really enjoyed, but it wasn't growing. They took it, moved it into another location, and maybe they helped it to thrive. So I hope that that'll be most people's experience.
It's a great point, Lily. And we have Pam Ross joining us right now. Pam, always good to see you. Always appreciate you. You know how I feel about you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I want to get into the details of the event. Again, the 22nd Annual Garden Walk happening Saturday, July 19th, going on 9 to 4 at many different locations in our area here. And let's touch on the event itself and the prep that it takes to make this event happen. Got a lot of different individuals coming together to make this happen.
Right. I mean, first of all, it's an honor to be chosen as one of the six gardens to be featured. Mm-hmm. A little bit nerve-wracking because, you know, people are coming over. But I know the Master Gardeners do such a great job in orchestrating everything. And I think it's, what, Lil, 2 years ago that you reached out to me and I said, no, I don't think I could do this. My gardens aren't ready. And I said, maybe in 2025. And here it is. So the preparation, you know, really for me has been 2 years, but knowing the last few months, you're like, all right, a perennial garden, when you first, the snow melts and there's nothing there, you're like, I don't know if this was such a good idea. And it's amazing what happens over the course of time and with a little love and attention, some sweat. I, you know, my husband's been out there with me and we've been having a good time. Mm-hmm. And things are just really starting, like the color is starting to come, and it's like, okay, I think if we don't have anything bad happen between now and July 19th, it's going to be really fun.
It sounds so rewarding. I can hear it in your voice. And I imagine everybody out there listening is probably knows this, but just in case they don't, you know, we have somebody who's performed a lot in talking about this, and you're talking about being nervous about this, where, you know, with the amount of things you have done, the live concerts and all these things, and this makes you nervous too. That shows how much it means to you, but also how cool it is to be a part of it. That first part you started with, the honor of being a part of this and everything.
Well, the nerves come from just so many things that are kind of maybe out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of let that go, because it's like, if we're going to have bad weather, I can't stop that.
Yeah.
But I think the other part is that self-imposed, like, oh my gosh, there's an empty spot there. What are we going to do about that? And so I laugh at myself. But we've gotten so much support, and Lil's been there, other master gardeners, other friends. I mean, it really is kind of a community garden in a way, because I've had so many people that have liked, or they've joined in my enthusiasm about gardening. So I have a lot of friends that we get together and we talk about flowers. So this will be a really kind of an honor of all of those relationships and all of the help too.
It's a great note too to others out there that maybe have been thinking about getting into their garden, starting a garden up or something like that. Some of the notes that you just shared with us right there.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Early this morning, Republicans pushed through a clawback bill of $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
Consequences of these recessions will prove to be devastating here and across the globe. I urge my colleagues to stand up against the mindless cuts.
The House has to pass the legislation by tomorrow or the money will be released. Never mind anxiety over inflation and tariffs. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
According to the government, retail sales increased by 0.6% in the month of June from May. That reversed most of the drop in May, and the gains were broad-based.
Church officials say two people were killed, several wounded, in an Israeli strike on Gaza's only Catholic church. The BBC's Yolande Nell reports from Jerusalem.
Pictures show damage to the roof of the Holy Family Church and windows broken. There's footage of the parish priest who's said to have suffered leg injuries.
CBS News Brief.